as long as there's citizen interest in the political landscape, this interest will turn into the ability to influence both congressional and federal lawmakers at our agencies. But that doesn't happen unless citizens care enough to get in the game. And what I hope to do today is to help you get in the game if you're not already in, and tune up your game so that you can begin to have political skills as you go about trying to influence the laws that the White House and state and local governments and Congress create. What are some of the kinds of things that how this might take form for you? You might want to ask a member of Congress to co-sponsor a bill, which we're going to talk about later when we get in the thick of what's happening today. You might ask a local city council member for a change to get a stoplight put in somewhere. You might be asked to tell your personal story that goes from addiction to recovery, and importantly, to tie that story to a particular policy change. One of the things that I've been so happy to see in my history with Faces and Voices is, you know, I started advocating, you know, for Faces and Voices to get funding to be an organization. And over the years, where we used to just tell our story, now we tell our stories with a purpose. We tie it to a specific action we'd like, in my case, federal lawmakers to take. Once you develop a relationship with a member, which is what I hope all of you are doing, we always want to provide information to lawmakers. A lot of times they don't know what the real information, you know, everybody knows there's been a big increase in overdoses, but they're not aware of the details in your community. And information in Washington is power. And if you provide information, you become a trusted resource for that member. So you might want to ask, and some of you have asked me over the years, well, why in the world would they want to hear from little old me? Like, what do I have to do? Well, you have everything to do with their ability to sit in that office. Voters are the ones that put members of Congress in office. And if you are a member of a congressional district, you have the ability to influence the outcome of that member's political life. And they know it. And so they like for you to ask them for something, so then they can do something for you, which gives you and hopefully all of your neighbors who will tell a reason to vote for that members. So they do, we always ask people to have an ask or a request of their members of Congress, because they want the ability to have a demonstrable result that they got for you so that you will vote for them again. A lot of times, instead of meeting with the member of Congress themselves, you'll be meeting with their staff person. And that is not a blow off. The staff actually are the ones that write most of legislation, and they also have the ability to get expert on the variety of issues. Members of Congress have a whole array of issues. They have to be up to speed on everything from tax law to recovery, right? And so their staff help them get specialized information and experience and expertise in specific silos and areas. And so right now, almost everybody is meeting because of COVID virtually or by phone. And we are finding that the virtual meetings are just as effective in a lot of cases as influence as in-person meetings. Personalized letters and emails have influence, and firsthand knowledge coupled with human interest stories are what we find are most successful in the human service, bucket overall. And that can be anything from, you know, foster care to recovery. But we find that both the policy expertise coupled with personal stories, preferably from people in the congressional district or in the state if it's a senator, are most compelling. And one of the things that I think within that that's really compelling is to have data on what is happening in that congressional district or in that state. It's nice for people like me to come in and talk about that there's unfortunately been, very sadly, been 93,000 overdose deaths between, you know, 19 and 20. But what they want to know is, what about my city, my district, my state? What can you tell me about the folks at home? Because that allows them to make personal, tailored solutions in the laws that they pass. And you are the key to helping them do that.